Vassar 14, dominating fashion.
The Bannocks with all together on offense, 310 yards to throw in the special teams plays, 418 yards of offense on the night, 21 rushes, 24, just three passes for 24 total plays of offense. Leading the way, Jack Clancy, 9 carries, 176 yards, and altogether 5 touchdowns. After that, Ryan Wehner, 3 carries, 37 yards. Vinny Blackstock, 3 carries, 11 yards. Then after that, Caleb Geiger, 1 carry for 1 yard. Then we get Carson Affer with 3 carries, negative 6 yards, and Jack Fisher, 1 carry for negative 7. Through the air, Vinny Blackstock, 2 for 3 in the air for 102 yards and 2 touchdowns, a 47-yard completion to Ryan Wehner, then a 55-yard completion to Cody Teleski. That's a pretty good percentage there. Special teams, Jack Clancy started the game out with that 87-yard touchdown run on the opening kickoff. Just 2 punts for the Hatchets tonight, and 1 penalty block in the back on offense for the Hatchets. On defense, the Hatchets were led by Chandler Katie with 6 tackles, Logan Stark with 5, Luke Subject with 4, Jack Clancy, Colby Meeks with 3, as well as Ryan Wehner with 2 tackles. We had Sam Thompson, then 1 tackle, and also 2 tackles for Micah Gordon, Devin Maxwell, Jack Fisher, Cody Teleski, Spencer Britt, Michael Messing, Carson Aver, and Cody Bailey, each with 1 tackle apiece, as well as Connor Jansen. Then you tack in the tackles for a loss and sacks. 5 total tackles for a loss, Michael Messing with 2, Logan Stark with 1, as well as Ryan Wehner and Devin Maxwell. Sacks, Devin Maxwell with 2 sacks on the night for a total of 19 yards, Toby McPhee with 1, as well as Cody Bailey. Chandler Cady had 2 tip passes, Colby Meggs had an interception recovered fumble, goes to Jack Clancy for a 70-yard score. And they did have 4 defensive penalties, 1 pass interference, 2 personal fouls, and encroachment for 5 yards. Dave Hansen, your thoughts here.
Oh, dominating fashion. I mean, you look at these defensive stats, and it kind of tells a good story to the game. You see all the negative plays that they forced, the tackles in the backfield, the sacks. It just goes to show that that Bad Axe defense came to play tonight. They were hungry. They had a good game plan, and they really tried to take Macon away, make him uncomfortable early, and they did that. And then you see the special teams touchdown and the turnovers forced. So Bad Axe defense did their part tonight to win this game.
When you take a look at the Vassar side of things, 252 total yards of offense on 54 plays, 25 rushes for 98 yards, led by McCardo Macon with 77 of those, and 29 attempts on passing, 16 completions, 1 interception for Ricardo Macon for 154 yards, total offense 54 plays, 252 yards. Receiving those 154 yards, we had leading the way Monte Davis, 4 receptions for 71 total yards, Gideon Dom, 1 reception for 16. Nathan Fest, 2 receptions for 15. And his favorite receiver on 6 of 12 receiving, Max Kokulski, 30 yards there, including the 1 receiving touchdown. Dave Hansen, not a whole lot going on here for the Vassar Vulcan offense, but really they were down right from the get-go, 12 seconds into that ballgame. It was just uphill from there.
Yeah, it was basically forced their hands. I mean, they tried running the ball. They had 25 carries. They didn't even get to 100 yards. The passing game was a little better. One bad decision by Macon there. He threw a pick interception in the end zone. And that's a play he's just got to tuck it and run and take a no-yard gain and live to see another down. But the other than that, I mean, the passing game really did come along. Especially in the second half, they stopped going for the home run ball and went for the conservative 5 and 6 yard completions. So the passing game looked a lot better, but Vassar, they're in trouble because when Macon graduates after this year, this team is really lacking in playmakers, and the offensive line did not play well. Bad Axe made them look very, very poor. So, again, it's a combination of Bad Axe playing very well, and Vassar just really did not look good at all tonight, and Bad Axe did an excellent job exposing their weaknesses and making it hurt.
Taking a look at other area games, we'll start in 8-player football. Last we heard, Deckerville was trailing Morris late in the fourth quarter, 34-14, a 20-point lead for Morris. That one, we're not getting a final on quite yet, but that one is all but done there. Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart was leading North Huron in the third quarter, 27-14. Kingston leading Lawrence in the second quarter, 46-0. That one's just getting worse by the moment. And that's all it for the 8-player game. In 11-player, Harbor Beach confirmed to lose to Marlette on the road. Marlette victorious for their first victory of the season. 14-6 is what we hear, and then Harbor Beach tied up 14-14. And then after that, we do believe it did go to overtime. Harbor Beach fumbled, Marlette Swins in overtime from what we are understanding there. That is not confirmed. Going on some very sporadic texting there from the site there. Ubley victorious, shuts out Memphis 44-0 on the night. Sandusky victorious over Brown City 38-16. And the big game in the USA leading Cass City at halftime 16-14. At the end of the third quarter, Lakers leading Reese 32-15. And the biggest score of the night, the Bad Axe Hatchets 50, Vassar 14.
Oh, no doubt about it. Definitely some surprising games, but how surprised should we really be? We don't know a lot about our area teams. Clearly, Martin is a pretty decent team. If they can go ahead and beat Harbor Beach in that fashion, you know, we look at Cass City USA. They were in a barn burner early in the first half. Excited to see how that game finishes up. I'll be certainly checking that out later tonight, hoping to find those results. Now, how about Deckerville getting run out of the gym by Morris? So a couple really impressive scores out there. I don't know how good Vassar will end up doing this year, but an absolutely explosive game from the Bad Axe Hatchets and win it in impressive fashion here at home.
So when you take a look at what's going on here at week number two, it's still pre-Labor Day football, but a lot of implications on the divisional game so far. Right now, though, you'll wake up, you'll see Bad Axe Hatchets on the top of the Greater Thumb West standings at 1-0 in divisional play.
Certainly, and it's probably a nice feeling for them, but they have a long ways to go. They have a tough schedule. They did what they needed to do against Vassar, but USA is coming, Cass City, Lakers, amongst a few others. So they're going to have to continue to play like they did today, play like they know they can, and win or lose, at least if they can push those other teams to the limits, they can be impressed with themselves and hopefully grow this program in the right direction.
Vassar now continues their road stand. Their first four games are not at home. They're now at the road at Reese. We have a little confusion there on the schedule there. I have Reese down twice, but then for the Bad Axe Hatchets, they're at Lakers next week. So they're high intensity next week at Lakers and home against USA and Brown City to round out in September would be at Cass City. So some tough sledding for Bad Axe ahead, but things are starting to fall in place for them.
They played well today, though, so they can take that momentum through the holiday weekend, hopefully carry it over to the next week and come out and try to get the upper hand on Lakers early. Get a sucker punch in there, and I mean a legal one. Try to get in and score early like they did tonight and kind of knock Lakers back on their heels and see how that team responds. But Lakers very talented, so they're going to have to come and play pretty flawless, again, like they did tonight.
And before I ask for your final thoughts here, Dave, tonight's presentation at the WLW Sports Network was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Moore Motor Sales of Cairo, DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Seawing, Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Bayport State Bank, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, McVeigh Insurance Agency, Thumb Bank and Trust with six locations to serve you, ensure better health, better life. Are you sure? So, Dave Hansen, final thoughts from Bad Axe, Michigan.
How can you not be impressed with Bad Axe? I mean, what can you say? Vassar has no idea what hit them. They did absolutely nothing right, and that's a compliment to Bad Axe. They played absolutely awesome in all facets of the game, special teams, offense, defense. The offense was unstoppable. Big plays. They scored in a hurry. Different guys were doing it. They scored on defense. They scored on special teams. This team had it going today. They got a couple breaks that helped them. They survived a bad break. But all in all, this Bad Axe team played like we've been hoping that they would play. Now I hope they can do that more than just one game. I hope they can play like this the rest of the season and see where they stack up against this Western Conference.
So on behalf of the entire WLW Sports broadcast team, our sponsor tonight, Dwight Yasho, doing the numbers, that was Doug Cole. Doing the game log, our official accounting area, that would be Rochelle Thompson. We have, of course, our in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, broadcasting play-by-play, director, producer, host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight. Certainly did on our end here. Did not see that outcome coming. We expected a good game, but not quite a running clock in favor of the Bad Axe Hatchets, if we're being honest. So on behalf of the entire broadcast crew here from the booth in Bad Axe, Michigan, we'll see you again next Friday after Labor Day as the Ubley Bearcats go on the road to Sandusky, and then the strong side returns that Sunday. Until then, see you soon.